Plans for a trip east. The securing of the power press was the priority item, and steps were taken to purchase it in Boston. This meant that James White and his wife would be making a trip east. He could not think of this without using the opportunity to meet with believers en route, so he published the following under appointments, a careful reading of which reveals a camp meeting concept in embryo. We design leaving for the east in a few weeks, and if the brethren in New England think best to hold one or more general tent meetings, we should be happy to meet with them. On our return, probably about the 1st of July, we should be happy to join such a meeting in the state of New York. Although our principal labors are in fields where present truth has not been preached, yet one general convocation once a year, in the tent of those who keep the truth, may be the means of much good to the church. Ibid. The next week he announced appointments in northeastern New York and Springfield, Massachusetts, in late May, soon to be followed with plans for meetings in June in Vermont, New York, and Pennsylvania. This journey east was by train. They moved rather quickly from appointment to appointment in the schedule that took them across New York State and Massachusetts. At Boston, James White bought the power press, then they visited Vermont and Maine and returned home through New York State. He was able to work in some evangelistic tent meetings en route. His report of work in Morristown, Vermont, reads: The 13th and 14th of June, we joined the brethren in their general tent meeting which was held in Morristown. The gathering was large. We spoke twice on the Sabbath on the subject of the seven churches and the judgment with some freedom. First day morning the plain testimony reached the feelings of most present, and there was some freedom. At 10:30 we went to the tent where hundreds were assembled to hear. We presented to the intelligent and candid audience every text in the New Testament which mentions the first day of the week, also every text which mentions the Sabbath of the Lord. Good order was preserved in the tent, and strict attention was given to the subject. Ibid, June 25, 1857. As to the Sunday afternoon meeting, he reported, We spoke on the messages of With Freedom, then Mrs. White spoke nearly half an hour to the large and very attentive congregation with much freedom. Ibid. Ellen White was now 29 years of age and was beginning to speak to large non-Adventist audiences. This is a phase of her work that would develop rather rapidly. The outlook in conservative New England at the time was rather discouraging, and James reported, We were more than ever convinced that but little can be accomplished in New England at present. Brethren Sperry, Hutchins, and Phillips will probably visit the West this summer, and hold some tent meetings in Michigan in the Vermont tent. Ibid.